From his novel entitled B.T., I present to you Dance of the Fairy Ermine, a Fairy Tale by Buddy Tippett. Once upon a time, on a cold and wintry day, there was a forest of which only animals knew. Humans never went there, but if they did, they might never find their way out. This was a magical forest presided over by an equally magical fairy. This fairy was known as the Fairy Ermine. This creature was, as we all know, a white weasel. Unlike most creatures of her kind, her fur was always white throughout the year, but there was something extra magical about her when she would pop her head out of a hollow log just after a light snow. Her eyes were so black and contrasted beautifully with her white pelt. She would look around in short bursts of movement, sniffing the crisp air. A pleasant sigh fell from her open mouth.
"Ah, such a beautiful snowy day,"
she said as she slowly crawled out of her little hidey hole. The Fairy Ermine was very cute, but she was also quite attractive. Her form was slender and smooth. She moved with a grace unmatched by any other of her kind. And when she would gaze into your eyes, you could not help but love her. Even she loved herself. For as she looked into the ice of a frozen pond, she smiled and said,
"Oh, what a lovely face! It makes me want to dance!"
And the Fairy Ermine loved to dance. This was the perfect season to dance, and she hoped that all the animals in the forest would see her. What would be the point if they missed it? Oh, she loved the attention. She was a fairy, after all. Attention was a wonderful thing. It filled her with joy and only led her to dance all the more. Soon the beautiful Ermine was dancing forth through the forest, leaping, spinning, and dashing about from tree to tree, from rock to rock. She even danced atop of the snow as if she had no weight at all. Truly, she was a magical creature. Now there came a point where the Fairy Ermine danced herself to a certain place where she heard a strange huffing sound.
"Oh?"
she said to herself.
"What could that be?"
A panting voice could be heard from the other side of a hillock of snow.
"Oh, how beautiful she is. God, how she dances."
"I know,"
huffed another.
"I wish she would come and speak to us."
"I have admirers,"
said the Fairy Ermine with glee.
"I think I shall grace them with my presence."
And so she did. But what she beheld was very shocking.
"Oh?"
The two who had spoken from behind the snow hillock took the form of two male squirrels. One was on his back with his legs spread. The other held his feet as he rigorously pumped his squirrel penis into the other's rectum. They both blushed as they committed this clearly unnatural homosexual act right there before the trembling white fairy.
Oh my!
She cried, covering her maw.
"This is so unbecoming of squirrels! And while talking about me!"
The squirrel, who was pushing and pulling his cock in and out of the lower one, called out,
"It's your beauty. It makes us so horny. We just can't wait to have sex."
But you are both males,"
she said, still in her gaspy voice.
"Penis doesn't go there! Oh my."
The one being fucked looked at her from his upside-down perspective.
"Oh, I'm imagining it coming from you."
No,
she squealed and promptly ran away just as the squirrel got a hot load right in his bottom. When she was well away, the Fairy Ermine said to herself,
"Okay, it was just a fluke. Those squirrels were obviously just deviants. I could never inspire such vulgarity. I am graceful and lovely."
She dusted herself off and did her very best to regain her majestic composure.
I must carry on with the dance,
she said resolutely. And so the fairy Ermine did as she had set out to do, and danced about on top of the snow. All thoughts of the irreverent and nasty gay squirrels flew out of her mind with each and every spin and leap. Oh, how pretty she was! Oh, how graceful she was! Oh, how... But then she stopped again when she heard another strange sound.
Oh, how I love her,
squeaked a tiny male voice.
Oh, she's so pretty,
said a female.
Oh, I wish I was her.
These words made the fairy Ermine very happy. So upset she was over those horrible squirrels, she briskly went to go see these two voices, who must surely be her true admirers, and not in any way lewd or inappropriate. But sadly, that is not what she saw.
There she is,
cried a mouse as he furiously humped into the vagina of a much larger rabbit female.
She's so beautiful. I'm gonna come.
Please,
shouted the bunny.
I want your mouth to come inside me as she watches.
I'm gonna,
squeaked the mouse with little huffs.
Do it,
squealed the bunny as she kicked her big feet in glee.
I'm almost there.
The fairy Ermine watched as the little mouse blew a little mouse load into the much larger rabbit. They both cried out praises to the fairy, even as they did this. Her whiskers twitched for a moment before she cried out,
A mouse? Making love to a rabbit? Those two creatures don't belong together! How could this have happened? I didn't inspire... that!
The mouse panted for a moment as his seed squirted into the squirming rabbit.
But you did,
he told the fairy.
Just seeing you dance made us happy with glee. We have to fuck each other in your honor.
Well, it's true,
agreed the rabbit.
Even I was turned on by your wonderful beauty and grace.
But no!
Cried the fairy Ermine.
This is not correct. My dance should not inspire such... unnatural acts! Oh, this is so horrible!
And in her insatiable grief, the fairy Ermine quickly snapped up the mouse and rabbit into her jaws and ate them right up. Food always helped the pretty fairy when it came to depression. Once she had cleaned herself of all the blood, she was once again the pretty white ermine that she remembered.
Just another fluke,
she told herself.
Some animals just go a little crazy. That's all. It isn't because of me. I inspire happiness and glee. I shall dance forth and prove to the world that lewdness and nastiness are not mine to cause.
She picked a new direction and began to prance, skipping, leaping, and twirling. She renewed herself full of vigor and happiness.
Yes! Oh, yes! Behold my grace! Behold my beauty! Behold my...
A massive, hot, sticky, and very salty fluid suddenly sprayed her hard in the face, and really the rest of her entire body. And then it happened again. And again. And one more time. The poor fairy Ermine just stood there as her entire body was completely covered in the hot, steamy semen of a horse that she just happened to dance under by accident. Slowly the cum-covered fairy Ermine sunk down into the snow as she looked up to see the massive and still quite hard horse dick bobbing above her head. In a quivering voice, she asked,
Why did you do that, Mr. Horse?
I could not help it,
replied the horse.
Just watching you twirl about just about made me want to pump out a big one.
It did?
She said, nearly crying.
Oh. And I think another one's on the way.
But I...
began the fairy Urbine before the penis began blowing another hot and nasty load all over her, causing her to sink even further into the snow. And still she just stood there, as if in terrible shock. The horse added,
I've never come that hard in all my life. How wonderful you are. How about another one?
But before the horse could go through with it, the fairy Ermine suddenly screamed at the top of her squeaky little lungs as she began running away back to her hidey hole. Once she was inside, she could be heard screaming,
I'm a miserable wretch of a fairy. All I inspire is disgusting behavior. I am not beautiful. I'm a mistake.
And so she planned to never come out again. But that was not the last the animals heard of her. For all of the time she remained in the hollow log, she cried in sadness and misery. These cries drew crowds from all over the forest. Squirrels, raccoons, birds, possums, rabbits, horses, donkeys, mice, rats, and even one really old goat made a showing. Hearing her sorrow made them equally as sad, and many of them began to cry also, for they did not like to hear the one that they loved so dearly to be hurting like she was. Deep inside her hidey hole, the fairy Ermine heard this weeping and sniffled with tears in her eyes as she looked towards the light of the hollow log.
Who is out there crying? I should be the one crying in this forest. I am such a disgrace.
But she still chose to pop out her head and look around.
Where have you been?
Asked a raccoon.
We missed you so much,
told a squirrel.
Why were you crying?
Asked the old goat. Only the last question really seemed to draw the fairy Ermine to reply.
I am a disgrace!
She wailed.
All I cause is nastiness and inappropriate behavior. It would be better if I never came out of my hidey hole again.
And she almost went back in forever, but a little mouse ran up to her and said,
Please don't leave us, fairy Ermine.
The fairy Ermine popped her head back out to look at the mouse.
But all I cause is horniness.
Why is that so bad?
Asked the mouse.
We all love how horny you make us. We've been so happy since we've been having sex with one another.
She drew back a bit with a frown.
But it's also lewd and wrong, isn't it?
A squirrel stepped up next to the mouse. His penis was erect, and he was stroking it as he looked at her.
But we're so happy when we're horny, Fairy Ermine.
The mouse nuzzled his rear against the squirrel's penis and asked,
Don't you want us to be happy, Fairy Ermine?
The somewhat confused fairy watched as the squirrel began to promptly buttfuck the happy little mouse. It was all so strange, but they did seem happy with what they were doing. Other animals began to call to her as well.
Would you like to see me come?
Asked a raccoon.
Want to see if I can get my whole tail up in my ass?
Asked a possum.
Can we all just have a big orgy in your honor?
Asked a rat.
I just want to blow a thick load on somebody.
Added the horse. The fairy Ermine backed off a little from hearing that last one, but she had to admit that all these animals did seem like they were smiling. After a moment of contemplation, the fairy slowly came out of her hidey hole and stood before the group of horny animals. Already they began humping one another, masturbating, and expending loads. She asked them all,
Do I really make you all that happy?
Yes!
Yes!
They all cried.
We love you so much.
You're so beautiful.
Graceful.
And so sexy.
And at this, the fairy Ermine cracked a smile. Maybe it would not be so bad to encourage such lewd behavior. As she stood before all her horny admirers, a little tear fell from her eye. She then spoke from her heart.
I didn't understand before, but now I know that I am bringing joy to the forest. I want you all to be happy in the way that you like best.
Please dance for us,
cried the mouse as he took it in the ass. And so the fairy Ermine gracefully lifted her paws into the air, and with a beautiful twirl, she began to skip about and dance for all of the onlookers. Through it all, the animals fucked. They fucked as hard as they could as they saw the magnificent sight. And deep within the heart of the fairy Ermine was a love more powerful than anything found in the forest. She gave that love to all who wanted it. And because of this love, the forest was never a sad place ever again. The end.